Exploring life in fun and meaningful ways. And look, when it comes to being organized, I don't have the reputation of being the master at this, but a little misorganized does. And she's joining us on the show in just a few moments' time. And in particular, looking at this whole level of being organized, that was probably a really significant thing in yesteryear. A part of what we see in old media is that, you know, people laying out their outfits the night before. It is not something that I have very often experienced in my life. But the question is, should I start to open my mind to doing something like this? Little misorganized Bonnie Black with us. Hello, how are you?
Good. How are you, Luke?
Yeah, good. Look, I've given this some thought of recent times, and so you bring it up as a thing for us to talk about. I went, oh, this would be interesting, because it feels like it should be great, but then for some reason I can't bring myself to be organized enough to actually get it done. What are the benefits of it?
Well, I suppose if you're someone who takes a long time to decide what you want to wear, that decision-making process being done already for you the night before means that you don't have to do it the morning of, especially if you're not an early bird.
Right. Yeah. Well, see, I don't take a lot of time. I deliberately buy a lot of the same clothes, so I have less choices to make.
And you know what? That's how some of the greatest people in the world do it. People who have got really big decisions to make. So people like Steve Jobs and Barack Obama were famous for having almost like a uniform just to take out that extra couple of decisions in the morning of what to wear.
Yeah, because it's funny how small it is, but you know how intense it can be. For me, the biggest issue is, you know, the greatest potential benefit for me is to know that I've got clean clothes for the next day.
Well, see, that's the other thing. If you're someone who likes to fly by the seat of your pants in terms of your washing, it actually does make sure that you do have something ready for the next day.
Is this something you do for you?
No, but that's because I work off a fairly minimal wardrobe. And I feel like, I don't know if this is a female thing or just a me thing, but what if I change my mind in the morning?
Little Miss Organized, I never thought you would leave the caveat for spontaneity.
Oh, I need to have it in there somewhere.
Like, this is the one area where you fly by the seat of your pants and look, I'll live dangerously.
Yeah, yeah. And look, sometimes the dishes don't get done straight after dinner too. So we're improving on the flexibility.
And so is this personal growth or is this something that's always been there?
No, I think it's personal growth. I'm, 14 years married to someone who's not as organized as me. So we're just learning to meet in the middle.
The times when I've experienced the laying out the clothes being the most beneficial has actually been when we had little kids. And when we had to go out the next day and to actually pick out their outfits, lay them out, and sort of even when they kind of become less than sort of middle-sized kids, where we take away their choices or they're looking for things that are right in front of their face and saying they can't find them, there is clear benefit when you get into an experience like that, right?
Oh, 100%. And especially if you've got lots of kids, then making sure that everybody's got their outfits ready to go means that you don't have to be racing around with them in the morning going, why are you wearing a jumper when it's a hot summer's day? You know, like all of that sort of stuff.
Well, this is fascinating. Little Miss Organized Bonnie Black, thank you so much for sharing a few moments with us.
No worries.